Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. Today's quandary is a great what-if question, and it's been sent in by listener Colin.
A question that's intrigued me. If the extinction level event that wiped out the dinosaurs didn't happen and dinosaurs continue to roam the Earth, would mankind still have risen to be the dominant species on the planet?
Thanks, Colin. How might man have fared in a world where T-Rexes roamed? In a bid to answer your question, I've enlisted the help of Charlotte Kensington from the Department of Earth Sciences at the University of Cambridge.
Now, that is an excellent question. There are so many factors that play into whether or not a species or a group of species will become or even remain dominant. Evolution is a complex dance between biological processes like competition and non-biological ones like climate change, let alone extraordinary events like major volcanic eruptions or meteorite impacts. When we think of groups like the dinosaurs, we also need to think of them in all their diverse glory. There were little unimpressive beasts as well as the iconic giants of popular culture. And in fact, there are plenty of dinosaurs alive today. In your garden, on your bird feeder, in your local pond. But of course, usually when we talk about dinosaurs, we're referring to the big scaly beasts, the non-avian dinosaurs, rather than our feathered friends.
So, why might the larger species have declined? Here's Charlotte again.
Well, non-avian dinosaurs were actually already on the decline before the mass extinction event that wiped them out. The exact reasons are still a question of ongoing debate, but the Earth's cooling climate would have made it much more difficult for larger creatures, with their enormous dietary needs, to thrive. In contrast, the smaller, more agile mammals which were appearing on the scene at the same time were much better able to withstand this global cooling, which actually continued over the next few tens of millions of years. Now, after that, there was a dramatic temperature rise around 20 million years ago that saw the evolution of huge land mammals like the giant sloth and of the enormous pteropods, the true heirs to the T-Rex crown, if you will. Now, the earliest hominins, which are the ape-like group, are from around a similar time, around 7 million years ago. And once apes, with their complex brains, capacity for tool use, wide-ranging diet and remarkable stamina appeared, well, the rise of a dominant hominin species feels almost inevitable.
The great big what if, then. Would our ancestors have become the dominant species had dinosaurs not become extinct?
Now, while certainly the dinosaurs would not have withstood the global climate changes that came their way towards the end of their reign, without the ecological turbulence that occurred at the end of this period, more of the non-avian dinosaurs might have survived. But ultimately, the big non-avian dinosaurs were already on their way out. The meteorite and volcanic activity just finished them off, kind of sped up the process of their demise. But that said, without all the other climatic shifts and evolutionary trajectories that followed, there is no saying that apes, and therefore humans, would have evolved at all, let alone risen to our present-day dominance.
It's hard to look back on the story of life and draw many conclusions about how it could have panned out differently because of one simple fact. It didn't. Thanks for the great question in any case, Colin, and to Charlotte Kensington from the Department of Earth Sciences at the University of Cambridge for helping us answer it. Next time, we're answering this question from another listener.
Hello, Naked Scientists. Van in Nevada here. A friend is encouraging me to take a cancer screening test that scans for many different cancers. A review of one test says, while overall it picks up 90% of stage 4 cancers, it only detects an average of 17% of stage 1 cancers. Yet it is being touted as a test that can detect cancer early. Are these tests worthwhile? Thank you.
An important one we'll certainly get to the bottom of for you. Thanks, Van. Remember to have your say on this and all of our other questions on the forum. Just log on to nakedscientists.com/forum and be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until next time, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.